And I'm Christine. This is Variety is the Spice of Life, and this is a remix of the Sneaker Pimps.
Thank you.
Okay, it's about 12 minutes past the hour. This is WMUC FM College Park. I'm Christine, and this is Variety is the Spice of Life. And what you just heard there was Dubstar with Stars. That was the alternative radio mix. Before that, you heard the Sneaker Pimps with Six Underground, and that was the Nellie Hooper edit. And prior to that, you heard Sneaker Pimps with same tune, Six Underground. That was the Umbrellas of Lady Well remix number 2 instrumental. And this is the, I guess this is my last show of the winter 2005 to 2006 season. The spring schedule begins this coming, I guess tomorrow night, basically, Tuesday midnight, Wednesday, basically, first thing in the morning. And much to my surprise, although I had asked for my same Monday 6 to 8, 6 to 9 show for the spring, I was assigned Saturday 9 to noon, a show which I can't do because of my Friday late night DJing commitments. So as of right now, I haven't yet heard back as to whether I can keep going with the Monday night show. So I'm going on the assumption that tonight's show is my last ever show at WMUC. And this show is something that began under the Variety as the Spice of Life name in the fall of 1992 at Emory University on WMRE. Continued there for about a year and a half before I sort of fell out of the current music scene. A couple years later, when I was living in Japan, I got back into current music, and I decided that when I went to grad school in the fall, I wanted to get back into college radio as well. So I joined WMUC in the fall of 1998 with this show, Variety is the Spice of Life, and I've been doing it ever since, so that's about 7.5 years. So, yeah, as I said, I'm operating on the assumption that tonight's show is my last MUC show ever. So I guess I have tried to sort of hurriedly select some tunes that have been favorite tunes of mine over the years and other tunes that are evocative to me and whatnot. So I guess as usual, I'm starting out on the mellower, more melancholy side, and I will be moving into more upbeat stuff later. So do continue to stay tuned in. And if you are a long time or even new listener, and if you have not yet subscribed to the Variety is the Spice of Life email list, and you want to be informed of my DJ activities, because I'm sure there will be some sort of online broadcast down the line in some shape, form, or fashion. Anyways, if you want to subscribe to that email list, you can do that from the Variety is the Spice of Life website, www.varietyisthespice.com. From the main page, click on Contact, and there are links to take you from there. So without too much further ado for the moment, this is Virgin Souls.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's about 35 minutes past the hour, and what you just heard there was FC Kahuna with Hailing. That's something that originally came out, I think, on something, a label named City Rockers, and was later reissued on Skint. And prior to that, you heard Crustacean with Purple. That was the 12-inch master mix. Before that, Nostalgia 77 with Rainwalk. That's on a 7-inch on the British label True Thoughts. We started things off with Virgin Souls and Personality, and that was the instrumental. And I'm Christine. This is Variety is the Spice of Life. And as I was mentioning in the previous talk set, tonight's show is possibly my last show ever at WMUC. I guess to summarize what I was saying in that previous talk set, although I had asked to keep the Monday night time slot for the spring 2006, that's a time slot that I've held since the spring of 2002. I was assigned to Saturday 9 a.m. to noon, a time slot that I can't do because I have late night DJing commitments on Friday. And as of yet, I haven't heard anything as to whether it's possible for me to continue in Mondays or anything of that accord, so I'm going on the assumption that this is my last show here ever after 7.5 years. So I'm kind of torn between wanting to detail the pedigree of these different songs and how I came to find them and to like them and this, that, and the other, and I just wanted to spend all the available time playing music because 2 hours is not a whole lot of time. Let me maybe briefly say that the FC Kahuna tune Hailing is one that, although it's been out for a couple of years, I don't think I had run into until I saw the film Layer Cake, where it appears in the opening credits to good effect. And I was fortunate enough to land the 12-inch when I was in London this past August. Crustacean Purple is something that I had heard on online radio for many years. Happened upon the 12-inch at a record store in Brighton in the United Kingdom in, I guess it was spring 2004. And although it was the outrageous price of £10, which at the time with the exchange rate was roughly $20, I bought it. That's probably the most expensive record, at least for the record record value per song or something that I've ever bought, but it was worth it. Let's see. And of the songs in the previous talk set, Dubstars, Stars, the alternative radio mix, is something that had been a longtime favorite of mine. Dubstar was a project that I first heard when I was living in Japan, and one that definitely got a lot of airplay in the first year or two of my radio show here. Sneaker Pimp's Six Underground, Nelly Hooper edit, is something that I heard when I was living in Japan. I think I heard it in the film The Saint, went out and got the soundtrack when I was visiting Thailand in order to have that tune and maybe one or two others. And the Umbrellas of Ladywell remix instrumental number 2 of Sneaker Pimp 6 Underground, which is what started off this show about 38 minutes ago, that's a record that I bought in Japan on a visit back there, I think probably in 1999. So anyway, that sort of sums it up thus far. And let me reiterate that if you want to keep up to date on what I'm doing DJ activity-wise, because even if this proves to be my last show at MUC, This will by no means be my last online broadcast. I will be figuring something out. So do check out the website for Variety is the Spice of Life, www.varietyisthespice.com. And if you haven't already, do consider subscribing to the weekly email list for the show, which thus far has included radio show playlists, links to the radio archive, club DJ playlists, although I've been a bit slack with those over the past 2 months or so, and any and all relevant information due to be coming out sometime soon. On my website is the article on Fat Freddy's Drop, which recently came out in the new issue of Re-Up magazine, so that's something to keep an eye out for. So again, check out www.varietyisthespice.com. And this is Mama Oliver as remixed by Richard Dorfmeister.
You've got a passion. You've got a passion. It's called peace. You've got a passion. Got a passion, a passion.
Okay, what you just heard there was Bushy with a tune named Saws. And I only learned fairly recently, about a year or so ago, that Saws is a British slang for sorry. Prior to that, you heard Bent with Kisses. Before that, Sub Sub with Past. And we started things off with Mama Oliver and East West. That's a tune whose title I see in a couple different ways. Actually, on the record I was playing it from, the title was given as Stoned Together, Resmoked by Richard Dorfmeister, but I've seen it listed elsewhere as East-West Stoned Together. So at any rate, that was Mama Oliver as remixed by Richard Dorfmeister. And it's now about 4 minutes before the hour. This is WMUC-FM, College Park. I'm Christine. This is Variety is the Spice of Life. And if you're just now tuning in to the show, I will get you up to speed, I guess, by mentioning that, as I was mentioning in previous talk sets, this is possibly my last show ever on WMUC. This week marks the end of the winter 2005-2006 schedule. The spring schedule begins Tuesday night, and as I had mentioned in previous talk sets, I had been scheduled not for this show, the slot that I've had for the past 4 years, but for Saturday mornings, which I can't do. So unless that can be resolved, this is, as I was saying, my final show. So anyways, do keep in touch with my DJ efforts via the website www.varietyisthespice.com. And this is Cleveland Watkiss. Thank you.
Together. From Africa, from Asia, from Europe, from America. The time is right, the time is now. We are marching on!
Marching on, marching.
Yeah. stepping. Where you stepping? Where you stepping? Where you stepping? Where you stepping?
Okay, what you just heard there was Deeds Plus Thoughts with You've Been Missing. That's from the compilation When Shapes Join Together on the label True Thoughts, and that was the first in, I think it's now maybe four compilations under that name. Prior to that, you heard the Ballistic Brothers, which I think is actually a project of Ashley Beatles. And the name of that tune was Marching On. That was the Southern Baptist remake, and that mix featured the vocals of Cleveland Watkiss and Malinda Lay. And let's see, we started things off with something else that featured vocals from Cleveland Watkiss. That was from his own full-length album on the German label Infracom, and the name of that tune was Waiting For You. And it's now about 15 minutes past the hour. This is WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Christine, and this is Variety is the Spice of Life. And as I've been mentioning in my various talk sets this evening, this is possibly the final edition of Variety is the Spice of Life on WMUC. This is, the last Monday in the winter 2005 to 2006 schedule. The spring schedule begins Tuesday night. And although I've held this Monday night slot since the spring of 2002, and although I've been DJing at MUC since 1998, when I asked for the same Monday night slot, I was assigned a Saturday 9 to noon slot, which I can't do because it conflicts with my Friday late night DJing. So unless something with that changes, and as of right now, I don't know what's up, I won't be able to do a show at MUC in the spring. So this may indeed be my last show, and I'm operating under that assumption. So I've been trying to play some of the tunes that have been inspiring to me over the years, and ones that seem particularly evocative at this moment. And let's see, what I've got queued up to play next. Since Happy Charm Fool dance music and things with a Happy Charm Fool flavor have certainly been significant in my musical development ever since I was in Japan and came back from Japan, I'm going to play some stuff that's got the quirkiness that I associate with Happy Charm Fool dance music, albeit that the HCFDM genre itself is faster tempo than I guess a lot of the stuff that I'm playing, or at least in a different flavor. I still appreciate stuff that's got quirkiness to it. And this is one such tune. This is something, actually, I guess from about 1998, I think, from about the time that I came back from Japan. This is East of Suez from the German label Bungalow, and the name of this tune is Cairo. Thank you.
is like? What is like? What is like? What is like?
Difficult, Jim.
I'm ready.
Are there in the sky?
There are six.
Oh, Robin, Robin, you got to help me.
Sure, Cookie Monster. What's the problem?
Oh, me think me got Sesame Street fever.
What makes you think that?
Me feel like eating cookie.
But you're the Cookie Monster. You always feel like eating cookies.
Robin, now me feel like eating cookies and dancing at the same time. Get down, get down! Me and cookie eating, cookie dancing, ooh!
Okay.
Sing it, girls!
C is for cookies.
Yeah! That's what it's for!
C is for cookies.
Oh, me hear you, girls!
Good enough for me.
Oh, yeah!
C is for cookies.
Cookies!
That's good enough for me.
Oh, me too!
Cookies!
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 Cookies! Cookies! Cookies! Cookies! Start with C! Surprise cookies, fudge swirl cookies, peanut butter cookies, cantaloupe cookies, pineapple cookies, vanilla cookies, hamburger cookies, cocoa bar cookies, pizza cookies, chow mein cookies, asparagus cookies, cinnamon cookies, cream filled cookies, butter cookies, raisin cookies, oatmeal cookies, almond cookies, fortune cookies, disco cookies. Cinnamon cookie, pumpkin cookie, animal cookie, hey people cookie, cookie cookie, dancing, dancing, dancing cookie, sweet, sweet cookie, yeah, C is for cookie. Some girls, no, keep singing.
C is for cookie, and that's good enough for me.
Cookie, 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 start with C. Cookie, dancing, dancing, cookie. Oh, cookie, this monster's so happy. C is for cookie. Oh, C is for cookie. Cookie, cookie, cookie.
Okay, what you just heard there was Tim Lovely with New Folk Sound. That's new spelled N-U and folk spelled P-H-O-L-K. And that's from the album Confessions of a Selector on the Tummy Touch label. And prior to Tim Lovely with New Folk Sound, you heard Cookie Monster with C is for Cookie. That was the disco version. And that appears on the, I think it's 1975 full-length Sesame Street Fever. A slightly different version was reissued by Ninja Tune a couple of years ago. Although I like the album version better. Anyways, before Cookie Monster, you heard Bobby Dazzler, who I believe is a producer associated with the Avalanches, and the name of that tune was The Sons of Silence. And we started things off with East of Suez from a 12-inch on the German label Bungalow, and the name of that tune was Cairo. And it's now about 37 minutes past the hour, so I've only got about 23 minutes left, and of course I brought probably about 3.5 hours of music on vinyl alone, so there's no way that I can play everything that I'd like to play, but I'm going to see what I can cram into the time remaining. Just a quick update in case any folks have just tuned in. This is likely to be my last ever show on WMUC because I was scheduled for the spring in a slot that I can't do, and I have not yet had any word as to whether I can get it changed back to this slot, which I've had for the past 4 years. So I'm going on the assumption that this is my final show. So I've been trying to play tunes that I've liked over the years that have been inspiring and ones that I like and feel like playing at the moment. So, if you're not already on the Variety is the Spice of Life email list, now would be a good time to join. That way you can keep abreast of my various DJ activities, both club DJing activities, and I'll mention that I do play at Alero on U Street on Thursday and Friday nights. There's no cover, and there's more information about the specifics on the website for Variety is the Spice of Life, www.varietyisthespice.com. But if this does prove to be my last ever WMUC show, which, again, I'm going on the assumption that it is, I will be getting involved in broadcasting in other ways. So to keep informed of those, do feel free to join the Variety is the Spice of Life email list, and there's links for that, again, www.varietyisthespice.com. And let's see. What I've got queued up to play next is a B-side by Lemon Jelly on a 10-inch of theirs that I've always really liked. The song name is Pushy, but if you listen to the spoken sample that's the basis of it, I guess the title is not really what the song is about. The song is really an anthem for shy people, which I really like, and it's been a favorite tune of mine, so check it out.
Watch all the cows and the sheep grazing and the river flowing.
Okay, what you just heard there was Stars with My Radio. That's something from the Le Grand Magistère label from several years back. Before that, you heard Dan Mass featuring Harriet Scott with Happy Here. That was the vocal edit. We started things off with Lemon Jelly and Pushy. And it's about 5 minutes before the hour. As I've been detailing before, this is most likely my last show at MUC. So I guess I really only got 5 minutes longer, which is not a whole lot of time. I wanted to thank a bunch of people, not by name because I don't really have enough time to squeeze it in and because I'm worried I might overlook somebody, but I just wanted to thank everyone who's listened to the show over the years, all the DJs who have inspired me, both radio DJs and club DJs, all the bands who've been so kind as to send me music, likewise for labels, promotions companies, and basically everyone who's ever, I guess, helped me to transmit music to the people, because for me, proselytizing is basically what it's all about. And so I've got time for one, maybe two more songs. And I was going to play something by Amalgamation of Sounds at some point, because they're DJing this Saturday at 18th Street Lounge, and I was really impressed with the DJ set of theirs that I caught in London last, I think it was April. But I don't think I have time to fit the Amalgamation of Sounds in, along with the other things that I was thinking about playing along with that tune. I had been promising some venues, I guess, to play a brand new track by the Bamboos featuring Alice Russell. That's something that I believe is being released by True Thoughts in February. That's a 7-inch. And this is something that Alice Russell had described in a live show that I was listening to of hers along with Quantix Orchestra last night as an angry woman song. At least I think she was describing that particular song that way. Maybe it was some other tune. But anyway, so I may be leaving you with this Alice Russell track unless I can fit one more thing in. So anyways, the Bamboos featuring Alice Russell. Check it out. Okay, what you just heard there was the Bamboos featuring Alice Russell with Step It Up. As it's almost 8 o'clock and the MP3 for this show is due to stop ripping at any moment, I just want to mention again to check out the website for Variety is the Spice of Life, www.varietyisthespice.com, and that's where you'll find all the information about my current and future DJ endeavors. Got some quick public service announcements to read, and it looks like I'm going to get to play one more tune. And let's see, public service announcement wise. The Freer Gallery of Arts exhibit, Artists of Edo, 1800 to 1850, continues through May 29, 2006, and this exhibition represents approximately 30 paintings and prints representing the distinctive styles of early 19th century artists active in the large metropolis of Edo, which is present-day Tokyo. And let's see, closer to the University of Maryland, at the Clarice Smith Performing Arts Center, in conjunction with a play that's being presented later this month, whose exact title I'm having a hard time locating at the moment. But anyways, on Tuesday, January 31st at 6:30 p.m. in the Joseph and Alma Gildenhorn Recital Hall of the Clarice Smith Performing Arts Center, there will be a panel discussion entitled Beyond the Monkey Trial, Scientific Progress and Societal Debate. So that is something that is free, again, at 6:30 p.m., featuring University of Maryland faculty discussing research related to evolution and the debate that is presented in the L.A. Theater Works presentation, around that same time, of The Great Tennessee Monkey Trial, which is a dramatization, of course, of the Scopes trial and surrounding issues. So anyways, that's public service announcement stuff. And this is Valdec with This Isn't Maybe.